And to the people who actually drew pencil-thin mustaches on their body today before they came to the show. It is the, it was the simplest costume I've ever seen for Mardi Gras, I gotta tell you. So anyway, we're gonna do that song for you. That's the, I've seen a lot of wild stuff that has crossed my path in these days. That was the first time I'd ever seen somebody simply paint it on, and I thought, well, we got to do that song. So here's a little pencil thin mustache for those that are being so creative out there tonight.
Where's our trumpet player?
Black and white, with happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic grip, honey, jump right up, show your age.
I wish I had a pencil in my stash,
Boston Black and kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket and an autographed picture of a bandit in fine. Skinny, a right fat letter, the sky's knees, penny wise.
I wish I had a pencil in my stash.
I could solve some mysteries too. But then it's been done, going land, going up fast. You're drinking on a big idea. Yeah, armor of the jungle was everyone's marijuana. But only New Orleans musicians were smoking marijuana. Hey,
I wish I had a pencil in my stash.
I can solve some mysteries too, that medical kind. Flat top, dirty bob, carpet of feet, rubbing on the living room floor. So, yeah, send you off to college. Church and somebody stole my hat, and I go to movies, see it all that the way that it used to be.
Whoa, I wish I had a pencil in my stash,
Boston Black and kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I say I can be anyone I wanted to be, maybe Swave, Errol Flanner, Paul Alanis. If I only had a pencil and mustache, I could do some cruising too. I said,
a little cream, a little dab will do ya.
Paradise Theater. We're gonna always kind of remember the great musical traditions that happened in North Louisiana. We sometimes forget about those. People around here don't, but I remember when I was first, I came from the shipyard in Alabama, and then I was up trying to make it in Nashville. I'd gone to college, and I don't know how I finished, but I did, and I had a degree. So I had a real job for about a year working for Billboard magazine, and the first place they sent me was to cover the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport. And I thought that was, you know, there was the Opry, which was like going to the cathedral, but I like going to the Hayride because they didn't have crawfish in Nashville. I have a propensity for those creatures, you know. So anyway, we hope to carry on and feature that legacy of the great music that comes from this part of Louisiana as well.